Listen to the best of the church's music for the Epiphany season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Epiphany season, 24/7. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
The back alley of abortions operating today inside so-called legal abortion clinics.
What I think makes evolutionary theory bad science today is we're not allowing an honest testing of it.
If you're a Christian and you're going to oppose same-sex marriage, we're going to put you in Bigotville and you have to stay there. And if we catch you outside in likable land, then we're going to be very angry about this and punish you for kind of coming into our territory.
I think the liturgy really is children's church. You know, it's especially true when you see people who've lost their memory, who've lost their sight, who don't know how to read. Children who don't know how to read, they can all participate in the liturgy.
Latin teachers and future seminarians, love, issues, etc. Pater Noster, quies in caelis, sanctificat or nomen tuum.
The season of Epiphany is, well, probably one of the underappreciated seasons of the church year. Sometimes it's just viewed as kind of a buffer zone between the excitement of Christ's birth in Christmas and, of course, Advent that precedes it, and then the excitement of Christ's resurrection and Lent that precedes that. But Epiphany is significant. It covers, at least in its short time, a lot of the ideas that come forth, and it is ultimately about the purpose of Christ coming into the world, that is, to reveal the triune God in the body, in the flesh of Jesus Christ, God incarnate, come to save the world by placing that very body as a sacrifice on the cross for the sins of the world. That's what Epiphany is all about, so it's a great season in its own right and hardly just a buffer zone. Maybe because the season is not as appreciated as it ought to be, the hymns of the Epiphany season often go unappreciated. We'd like to remedy that a little bit since we are right at the beginning of the Epiphany season here at Issues Etc. For the first half hour or so of Issues Etc. today, we want to know your answer to this question. What is your favorite Epiphany hymn and why? Now, you might be saying, I don't know any Epiphany hymns, but you do know Epiphany hymns. You just might not know them as Epiphany hymns. We're going to be talking about that and hearing from you, getting your votes for the best Epiphany hymn this year and why. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live this Tuesday afternoon, the 10th of January. After your answer to the question, what's your favorite Epiphany hymn and why, we'll be teaching a Sunday school lesson with Pastor Tom Baker, Jesus Healing Many in Luke chapter 4. Then we'll be looking forward to Sunday morning, according to the 3-year lectionary. In hour 2 of the program, Dr. Carl Fakenser joins us. We'll be in John chapter 1, Behold the Lamb of God and Jesus calling his first disciples. Looking forward to Sunday morning. Now, our call-in number to answer the question, what's your favorite Epiphany hymn and why, or for your questions and comments through the rest of the program, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send us an email answering the question, what's your favorite Epiphany hymn and why. We'll be playing those hymns, by the way. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or we've left space at our Facebook fan page for you to vote and say, which is your favorite Epiphany hymn and why. We'd like to know who you are, which one you're voting for, and why you're voting that for that particular hymn. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Now, here's the list of Epiphany hymn candidates. It's not a long list, but it's a significant one. And if you were saying a few moments ago, I don't know any Epiphany hymns, here are a few that you might recognize. Arise and Shine with Splendor, As with Gladness Men of Old, Brightest and Best of the Stars of the Morning, From God the Father, Virgin Born, Hail to the Lord's Anointed, Hail, O Source of Every Blessing. Here's one that many people do know, Tis Good, Lord, to Be Here for Lutherans. The Transfiguration falls right at the end of Epiphany. I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light, Jesus Has Come and Brings Pleasure Eternal, Jesus Once with Sinners Numbered, that's a new one, by the way, O Chief of Cities, Bethlehem, O God of O Light of Light, O Jesus, King of Glory. One that every Lutheran ought to know because it's the king, queen of the chorales. O Morning Star, How Fair and Bright. Yes, that's an Epiphany hymn as well. O Savior of Our Fallen Race, O Wondrous Type, Oh, Vision Fair. Songs of Thankfulness and Praise. Yes, that's an Epiphany hymn as well. The Only Son from Heaven. The People That in Darkness Sat. To Jordan Came the Christ Our Lord. And Within the Father's House. We're asking for your answer to the question, what's your favorite Epiphany hymn and why? And the best votes will get a CD of 12 hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. Let's go first to Susan, who listens in Wisconsin. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Todd. My favorite is O God of God, O Light of Light.
And why is that?
I just does everything. It goes back into the Old Testament and brings it into the New and everything that Christ has done for us. And I had it at my wedding.
Oh, great. Susan, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Wisconsin. Sharon shares that as her favorite. It's hard to pick one, says Sharon in St. Louis. If I had to limit it to one, I think it would be, O God of God, O Light of Light. The text is full of what we as Christians confess about Christ, the stanza which talks about slowly in type from age to age the nations saw their coming Lord, is full of rich poetry. I love the tune as well. Sharon, thanks for your vote as well for O God of God, O Light of Light. That's O God of God, O Light of Light, soloist Catherine Peppercorn, one of our listeners, actually two of our listeners' favorite Epiphany hymn. That's the question we're asking you to answer on this Tuesday afternoon, January the 10th. What's your favorite Epiphany hymn and why? Let's see what Cheryl has to say. Cheryl is listening in Indianapolis. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. My favorite Epiphany hymn is hymn 406, To Jordan Came the Christ Our Lord. And the reason it's my favorite is because Luther has a tendency to be good at teaching the faith, and there's a little footnote on this hymn. It says, in his catechism hymn on baptism, Luther uses the biblical narrative concerning Christ's baptism to teach the meaning of baptism for our lives. And so you can tell that in verse 7. I like it. He has lots of verses, too. Verse 7, all that the mortal eye beholds is water as we pour it. Before the eye of faith unfolds the power of Jesus' merit. For here it sees the crimson flood to all our ills bring healing, the wonders of his precious blood, the love of God revealing, assuring his own pardon.
Cheryl, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Indianapolis. She's voting for To Jordan Came the Christ Our Lord. That is a favorite of Dave in Troy, Michigan. He says the text is by Martin Luther. Dr. Luther knew that using a hymn about Christ's baptism was an effective way to teach us about the meaning of baptism.
Water as we pour it.
That's the hymn, To Jordan Came the Christ Our Lord. That, by the way, is set. It's a Luther hymn set in the medieval style on that CD, Martin Luther Hymns, Ballads, Chants, Truth. We're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Epiphany hymn and why? You can answer it, and this break is a good time to call 1-877-623-6943. Coming to you live this Tuesday afternoon, January the 10th. You can send us your answer to the question, what's your favorite Epiphany hymn and why, via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or via Twitter at IssuesETC, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. We're giving away a brand new CD featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. Stay tuned. Your pastor has been called to shepherd you as a member of Christ's flock. Doxology offers an innovative program of advanced study retreats where your pastor can be refreshed, renewed, and refocused. Find out more at doxology.us. Many pastors report that doxology has been one of the most valuable learning experiences since seminary. Doxology, the Lutheran Center for Spiritual Care and Counsel. Doxology.us. Doxology.us.
Mount Zion Lutheran Church in Greenfield, Wisconsin, is a congregation of those gathered by the Spirit of the Lord around His saving word and sacraments. At the center of our life together is the divine service of the risen Jesus, the Lamb of God who was slain, who takes away the sin of the world. If you are in the Milwaukee area, we invite you to share with us in our Lord's gifts of forgiveness and new life. Services are on Saturdays at 5 p.m. and Sundays at 9 a.m. For more information, visit our website at mountziongreenfield.org.
Evangelical and Catholic. You're listening to Issues Etc.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
I bet you didn't know that the teaching of Latin in schools is making a comeback. Latin? Really? Isn't that a dead language? Well, take a look at what studies say about how well Latin students do on a test like the SAT. Memoria Press's Latin program will revolutionize your students' vocabulary, knowledge, and their understanding of grammar. And there is no better subject for teaching critical thinking skills. Visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. On this 10th of January, we're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Epiphany hymn and why? You can answer that question, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page. And giving away a CD with 12 hymns from the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. Chris is listening in Chicago. Hi, Chris. Thanks for waiting.
Pastor Wilkins, did I hear you right that you include Jesus Has Come and Brings Pleasure Eternal among the Epiphany hymns?
It is now included in some hymnals as an Epiphany hymn. It can serve other times of the church year as well. Do you like that one?
I like that one for maybe a silly reason, but I feel sort of like the kid who's been bullied backed up by his dad, and I get to point my finger and say, Satan, you wicked one, own now your master.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris, and thanks for listening in Chicago. By the way, it has been, I think, an Epiphany hymn in several hymnals, including Lutheran Worship and Lutheran Service Book, Jesus Has Come and Brings Pleasure Eternal. It definitely is a more bombastic of Epiphany hymns. Let's listen to it.
Jesus has come and brings pleasure eternal. This Jesus has come as the mighty Redeemer, seen of the threatening strong disarm. Jesus breaks down all the walls of death's fortress, brings forth the prisoner's triumphant armor. Satan, you wicked one, hold now your master. Jesus has come, the mighty Redeemer. Jesus has come as the King of all glory, heaven and earth all declare his great power, capturing hearts with the heavenly story. Welcome him now in this fast fleeting hour. Under his love, take the crown he has for you. Jesus has come, the King of all glory.
That's the Epiphany hymn, Jesus Has Come and Brings Pleasure Eternal, sung by the Concordia Seminary Chorus. Thanks to Mark Eicher, by the way, of Lutheran Hour Ministries, and Pete Reske of Concordia Publishing House for helping us compile today's hymns. Here's a vote from Jonathan talking about the great Epiphany hymn, O Morning Star. I love this hymn first for the fact of the circumstances of which it was written. This hymn is a great testimony to clinging to God while in the most difficult circumstances. Stanza 4 is the best summary of the gifts that God gives us in Jesus Christ. Happy Epiphany Tide. Some other votes for the same hymn. Connie says, my favorite Epiphany hymn is O Morning Star, How Fair and Bright. I'm not a very good singer, but I do like to sing, and this hymn seems easier to sing than many others. The verses are bright and energetic and point both to Christ and the church. I love it. Cheryl in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma says, O Morning Star, How Fair and Bright. It's by Philip Nicolai, one of the greatest hymn writers of all time. The text is rich in gospel, sacramental, and eschatological imagery. The tune fits the text perfectly, and the text is a powerful statement of both objective and subjective or personal faith. I can't sing it without crying. And Elizabeth in Virginia says, O Morning Star, Queen of the Chorales. Thank you. That's the Epiphany hymn, O Morning Star, How Fair and Bright. We're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Epiphany hymn and why, live this Tuesday afternoon, January the 10th. You can call us with your answer to the question, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email. We'll get them right here in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Remember, we need to know who you are, where you listen, and why you're voting for the hymn you're voting for. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or we have left space at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, for you to leave your answer to the question, what is your favorite Epiphany hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943. By the way, all the hymns that you're hearing today that we're playing during this musical hour, you can also hear during the Epiphany season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Absolutely free, 24/7, sacred music for the world. It is there following the course of the church year, and right now playing a strong emphasis on the Epiphany hymns of the church, LutheranPublicRadio.org, and on the LPR mobile app. When we come back, more answers to the question, what's your favorite Epiphany hymn and why?
Not only does our church need men right now, but the world needs men who will proclaim the gospel in its purity.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Dr. Peter Scare, Associate Professor of New Testament at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
If when you go to sleep at night, you're thinking about it, my experience with it is this, is that thought won't go away. So if you're going to bed at night thinking about following our Lord and becoming a preacher of this gospel, then I would love if you could come and visit Fort Wayne, our campus. We'd love to show you around and show you what it is that we do.
Have you ever considered becoming a pastor? Contact Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana at 1-800-481-2155, 800-481-2155, or visit ctsfw.edu. Christ-centered, cross-focused, Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
The 500th anniversary of the Reformation approaches. A good time to ask, who are we as Confessional Lutherans? What's our heritage? The Confessional Lutherans for Christ Commission has produced the Layman's Guide to Theological History. Go to the clcc.org and see which of these presentations and books would be most helpful to you and your fellow parishioners. And consider becoming a member with us as the CLCC seeks to help more people know what it means to be a Confessional Lutheran. The clcc.org.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Christological, creedal, confessional. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Are you tired of working out at big box gyms? You'll find quality personal training and qualified instruction at Performance Fitness in Edwardsville. You can even work out for a full 30 days before making a commitment to join. Find out more at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. Performancefitness618.com.
Male and female sex differences, contraception, transgenderism. These are some of the topics covered in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January, Ethics of Sex, From Taboo to Delight. You can find out more at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Ethics of Sex contributors include Issues Etc. guests Ben Mays, Tom Eckstein, and Richard Stuckwish. Ethics of Sex, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin, and we're getting your answer to the question, what is your favorite Epiphany hymn
and why. Let's see what Herman has to say. Herman listens in Illinois.
Thank you. Yes, brightest and best of the suns of the morning conjoins us with the Magi, and we are led through the Word of God and the light divine to see the wealth of God in the infant Jesus of our salvation.
Thank you very much, Herman. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Out in San Jose, California, Carol is also voting for brightest and best. Most of the time, I like hymns primarily for their content, but this is a different love. I love this hymn for its artistry. The tune is high and haunting. Sounds angelic, which suits a hymn that refers so much to a star. The words are word pictures, and for some reason, more so than with most hymns, they lead me to a picture the manger scene with all its gorgeous combined humility and glory, and to adore Jesus with those present. And lastly, it's one of the few hymns I remember the sound of my mother singing. She learned a descant for it when she was little and could sing that by heart. When we sang the melody line decades later, I'm pretty sure this was her favorite Epiphany hymn, too. P.S. And the star is the Word of God that leads us to the Word incarnate. Carol, thanks for listening in San Jose, California. Here is that hymn, Brightest and Best. Choir of St. Thomas Fifth Avenue with the Epiphany hymn, Brightest and Best of the Stars of the Morning. We're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Epiphany hymn and why? Our call in number 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your answer to the question, issues at issuesetc. And you can also vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away a new CD featuring 12 hymns recorded by the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. Mark in Appleton, Wisconsin, is voting for Songs of Thankfulness and Praise. A favorite is difficult to pick, even the rich theology in the Epiphany hymns. However, no Epiphany season is complete without a round of Songs of Thankfulness and Praise. The mystery of God, the Savior, coming in the form of a man, is declared with the key events from the life of Christ and his future return. Concurring there is Michael in Illinois. He says he's voting for Songs of Thankfulness and Praise after cataloging the manifold manifestations wrought by Christ that make this hymn good for any point in the Epiphany season, and after embedding the importance of the Incarnation into the hearer through the reputation of the repeating of the refrain, God in man made manifest. The final stanza points us to the thing St. Peter calls more sure, the Word of God, which by grace causes the light of Christ to shine through us, that others may see our good deeds and praise our Father in heaven with songs of thankfulness and praise. We are that continuing Epiphany, not because we do God's work, but because God is doing his work in, on, and even sometimes through us, says Michael. Charles in Missouri says, Songs of Thankfulness and Praise. The stanzas give a good overview of how Christ is made manifest through the whole Epiphany season, at the visit of the Magi, at Christ's baptism, at the wedding of Cana, in his healing and exorcisms, and at his great Epiphany in his second coming. Also, the alliterative refrain, God in man made manifest, is quite memorable and theologically profound. Let's hear it.
Songs of thankfulness and praise, Jesus Lord to thee we raise, manifested by the star to the sages from afar, branch of
in thy birth at Bethlehem. at Songs of Thankfulness and Praise, performed by the Concordia Seminary Chorus. Another vote for that one from Dave in Spencer, Wisconsin. He says it outlines the entire Epiphany season and continually stresses the theme of the season, the manifesting, the revealing of the hidden divine nature of Christ step by step throughout the season. The Gentiles coming to worship, the voice of the Father and appearing of the Spirit at the baptism, the turning of water into wine, healing of diseases, exorcising of demons, culminating with the beatific vision on the Mount of Transfiguration with its bookended repeat of the words of the Father, like at the baptism. Dave, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Wisconsin. So, if I've tallied the votes correctly, it is a tie on this 10th of January between Songs of Thankfulness and Praise and O Morning Star, How Fair and Bright. They've tied for your favorite Epiphany hymn. And since it is a tie, rather than break the tie, I think I will let us hear my pick, which is a newer Epiphany hymn focused on the baptism of Jesus. We sang it in church on Sunday as the opening hymn, and it struck me how beautifully it treats Christ's baptism exactly as it ought to be, falling right there at the beginning of the Epiphany season, Jesus Once with Sinners Numbered. Well, that's my favorite Epiphany hymn this year, Jesus Once with Sinners Numbered, the University Choir of Concordia University, Texas. It was a tie there. That was my favorite. It isn't a tie for the giveaway of the two CDs. I'm going to give one to Cheryl in Indianapolis and the other to David in Spencer, Wisconsin. If you send us your email with your mailing address, we will send you a brand new CD featuring 12 hymns from the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. David in Spencer, Wisconsin, and Cheryl in Indianapolis. Thanks to everybody who voted for their favorite Epiphany hymn on this Tuesday afternoon. In hour two of Issues, Etc., Pastor Tom Baker joins us. We're going to be teaching a Sunday school lesson, Jesus Healing Many, in Luke chapter 4. Then we're going to be looking forward to Sunday morning, the second Sunday after the Epiphany, with Dr. Carl Fekentra of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, looking at that gospel reading in John chapter 1, where John proclaims Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, and Jesus calls his first disciples there in John's gospel. Looking forward to Sunday morning in hour two of Issues, Etc. The Issues, Etc. book of the month for January is Ethics of Sex. It's a greatly needed volume that is edited by Grifford Grobian. From Taboo to Delight, Ethics of Sex. Find out more about the Issues, Etc. book of the month for January right there at our website, issuesetc.org. You'll find it on every page of the website. Or call Concordia Publishing House and order Ethics of Sex, a timely volume, a resource that you definitely need as a Christian living in a Christless world. 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040. On the other side of the break, Pastor Tom Baker joins us. We're going to spend some time with him. Jesus doing a lot of healing in Luke chapter 4. What are these healings about? And why didn't he just heal everybody of all sicknesses? We'll start with that question when we come back.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Thank you for helping us make budget and for more than 4 million downloads of Issues Etc. in 2016. Thanks to your support, Lutheran Public Radio has been independent and in the black for almost 9 years. You've heard us say, now only our listeners can cancel us, and we mean it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your prayers, and thanks for your financial support of Issues Etc. live and on demand, and for our 24/7 talk and music stations. We're looking forward to partnering with you in 2017.
Oh, morning star, oh, morning star, shine with our bright adore.
Listen to the best of the church's music for the Epiphany season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Epiphany season, 24/7. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
When you need a friend, you have a friend in Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, and friends among His people at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri. At Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, we offer Christ-centered word and sacrament ministry, inspirational liturgical worship services, and faithful preaching and teaching. Sunday worship services are at 9 a.m. Sunday school and Bible class are at 10:30. We also have an excellent Christian preschool. We invite you to join us. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, 2211 Tenbrook Road, Arnold, Missouri, 636-296-1292.
Celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation with the new Martin Luther plush figure. It features the 16th century reformer holding the Bible and Luther's morning and evening prayers. Go to reformationgear.com, use the coupon code ISSUESETC, and 20% of your purchase will help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. reformationgear.com. The new Martin Luther plush figure, reformationgear.com, and enter the coupon code ISSUESETC.
South Africa.
China.
Germany.
Trinidad and Tobago.
Did you know that people listen to Issues Etc. around the world?
India.
Sweden.
Egypt.
France.
Turkey.
Japan.
Australia.
Canada.
United Kingdom.
Hong Kong.
Austria.
Finland.
Malaysia.
Singapore.
Bulgaria.
Korea.
Brazil.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Help us proclaim Christ to the world.
The Philippines.
Mexico.
Spain.
New Zealand.
Kuwait.